As the weeks passed, Catherine continued to improve. Her fears and anxieties diminished. Each week she appeared a bit more serene, a bit softer and more patient. She was more confident, and people were drawn to her. Catherine felt more loving, and others gave love back to her. But I was still not sure why she was so much better. Could the spiritual experience itself be helping? Could the knowledge that death is not what it appears to be contribute to a sense of well-being and a diminution of fears? Could the entire process, not just the memories themselves, be part of the cure? Catherine agreed to allow my wife Carol to attend our sessions. Carol is a well-trained, highly skilled psychiatric social worker, and I wanted her opinion about these incredible happenings. After I told her what Catherine had said about our son Adam and about my father, she was eager to help. I had no trouble taking notes of every word from the Lifetimes when Catherine whispered slowly, but the Master spoke much more quickly, and I decided to tape record everything. After awakening from the trances, Catherine continued to remember many details of her past life recall, but she still remembered nothing at all of the after-death experiences, nothing from the in-between state, nothing of the Master's, or of the incredible knowledge that the Master's had revealed. I asked her what the term Masters meant to her. She thought this was a golf tournament. And although she was improving rapidly, she still had difficulty integrating the concept of reincarnation with her traditional Catholic theology. Therefore, I decided not to tell her about the Masters yet. Besides, I wasn't sure how to break the news to someone that she is an incredibly talented trance medium who can channel wonderful, transcendental knowledge from the Master spirits.